unexplored outflows in nearby low-luminosity AGNs. The case of NGC 1052, by S. Cazzoli et al. Outflows play a central role in galaxy evolution, shaping the properties of galaxies. Understanding outflows and their effects in low-luminosity AGNs, such as liners, is essential, e.g. they are a numerous AGN population in the local universe. We obtained VLT, MUSE and GTC, Megara Optical IFS data for NGC 1052, the prototypical liner. The stars are distributed in a dynamically hot disk, with a centrally peaked velocity dispersion map and large observed velocity amplitudes. The ionized gas, probed by the primary component, is detected up to approximately 30 arcsec, approximately 3.3 kpc, mostly in the polar direction with blue and red velocities, 90 km per second, crossing the galaxy along the major axis of rotation in the central 10 arcsec. The secondary component has a bipolar morphology, velocity dispersion larger than 150 km per second and velocities up to 660 km per second. A third component is detected but not spatially resolved. The maps of the NAD absorption indicate optically thick neutral gas with a velocity field consistent with a slow rotating disk, equals 77 plus or minus 12 km per second. But the velocity dispersion map is off-centered without any counterpart in the flux map. We found evidence of an ionized gas outflow with mass of 1.6 plus or minus 0.6 times 10 to the 5 emson, and mass rate of 0.4 plus or minus 0.2 emson per year. The outflow is propagating in a cocoon of gas with enhanced turbulence and might be triggering the onset of KPC-scale buoyant bubbles, polar emission. Taking into account the energy and kinetic power of the outflow, 1.3 plus or minus 0.9 times 10 to the 53 erg and 8.8 plus or minus 3.5 times 10 to the 40 erg s, respectively, as well as its alignment with both the jet and the cocoon, and that the gas is collisionally ionized, we consider that the outflow is jet-powered, although some contribution from the AGN is possible. This was unexplored outflows in nearby low-luminosity AGNs. The case of NGC 1052, by S. Cazzoli et al.